Talking air conditioning at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And it's not that we're not only talking air conditioning. We're a home improvement radio program.
Well, you want to talk apps now.
In town. Well, I'm actually trying to clarify. We are broadcasting from our flagship station, KTAR. It's a news station. During the week, they do a lot of talk and commentary, and often it's political. Well, we've got just about every presidential candidate in town, and I'm trying to filter through legitimate home improvement questions to KTAR's fan base, who's having commentary on the news of everything going on surrounding today's politics. So we're not a political talk show. Yeah, that
they want. They want. They're reporting their candidate sightings.
They've got a lot to say.
Hey, let's go back to Anthony. He was on the line here a minute ago. We were talking about some leaks in his system, and we dropped the call accidentally. Anthony, we got you back.
How you doing? Sorry.
All right, go ahead.
What happens is sometimes it always registers anytime a service guy comes out that it's low, a pound, so we put a pound of Freon in it. It's a York unit. And he was talking about some kind of dye he can shoot in there one time deal and seal the whole unit so we don't have to put Freon in every year.
Okay, let's take it back through the story. The dye isn't the sealant.
Right, there's two different products. If you put a dye in, that's to identify where the leak is, and that is required, not the dye, but somehow searching for the leak is required by the EPA. So we have to do that. And then the sealant, if you can't find the leak and you put it into your system, there's a good percentage of the time that it will work and seal the system. But we need to attempt to find the leak first.
And I'm thinking in the old days, like the old aluminum seal powder that you'd pour in your hot radiator to seal up certain cracks. Is it something like that?
It's I'm not familiar with that, Rosie, but I'm sure it's pretty similar.
You're not as old as me, huh? Okay. All right. So sealing those, that's a tough repair.
It is. A leak is the most difficult repair that you have to make on an air conditioning system. If your service techs are year after year adding a pound and a half here and there, you got a big issue, and unfortunately it's not a cheap issue. It could take anywhere from 6 to 8 hours to just locate that, and you're going to be, as a homeowner, we have to pay for that, the time and the effort and the work just to locate the leak. And then the news usually isn't pretty. It's a very costly repair, and so you have to just be careful how much money you're going to really invest into the search, the repair, and then, you know, I think we're getting later into the show, repair versus replace. That's a justifiable expense when you're looking at a refrigerant leak.
Now, there are some manufacturers, and he named a manufacturer of his unit, and that wasn't one of the ones that come to mind, but there's actually been a couple of manufacturers that have been involved in class action lawsuits for these leaks, haven't there?
Yeah, and like, it's a manufacturer plant. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
Most manufacturers, though, across the board will have a 2% failure rate on coils or on that part. So it's one of those things where something's missed on an assembly line, and they're going to take the appropriate action to correct that. But
most of the major manufacturers have greatly increased their warranty.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, most
just within the last 5 or 6 years,
and that is resulting from the thorough testing. You know, we use Trane air conditioning systems at Rias primarily. Anytime we pull off a coil, that goes straight back, sent back to their manufacturing plant for their thorough testing and diagnosis, so that they can correct those actions. And I think in the recent future, those warranties are going to be skyrocketing past 10 years. 10 years is almost like a norm now.
So the leak, it can be hard to find.
Yep.
Can take a lot of time to find. Then you have to decide, am I going to replace the coil or am I going to replace the unit?
Yeah. It's like your, I tell people, it's like your engine or transmission going out. It's costly, and repair versus replace is you're going to lean towards replacing when you start seeing some pricing and at that point.
There you go. Anthony, I hope that helps and gives you a little guidance on what you can expect. Now, if he's only losing a pound and a half a year, that's a pretty small leak.
That is a small leak, yeah. How much you're paying, you got to look year over year, how much you're paying for that service for. Maybe it is just a pound or a pound and a half. You know, that can rack up $100 every year that you're just throwing to the wind. So you got to be careful with that.
All right. Let's go to Pam in Scottsdale, Cindy in Phoenix. We'll go get to you next. So you have an open line if y'all would like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Pam.
Hey, Rosie, how are you?
Super well. And you?
I'm very well, and I'm a longtime listener, and you never led me astray.
Okay,
so
well.
I have a question for you.
All righty.
I am in the market for two new heat pumps replacing 16-year-old units.
Okay.
I've done a little research, but I'd like some insight into the one-stage versus the two-stage compressor, especially because here in Arizona we're so dry.
Okay.
So do you have any advice on that, any of the guys?
We have a lot of advice on that. Andrew?
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Got a couple questions for you. What What's your highest electric bill in the summer?
Oh, well, before I had my energy audit, I have a 3,000-square-foot home, live with two cats, and I had about a $450 electric bill, and I keep it at 84 when I'm gone and 81 when I'm home. So ever since then, I'm about 250, so I did have insulation issues and had that blown in, and now my 4.5-ton is broken more often than it's working.
Okay, and when you're not using any heating or cooling, what's the bill go down to?
Oh, this month it was like 140. How awesome is that?
So you go from 140 now to 250, right?
About, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, do you have any hot or cold pockets in the house?
I don't.
Okay.
Actually.
So when you're considering one stage or two stage, obviously the two stage costs more, but the idea
Correct.
Is that when you're trying to cool or when you're designing the size, you're designing for the worst time of the day, the worst months of the year, which typically
right.
if you calculate those hours, not the days, you say the days, everyone's like, yeah, it's 5 months a year, but it's the mm-hmm. hours that count. So it's less than
sure.
5% of the hours of the year we're designing your system for, which means a single stage will then, when it's not that temperature, kick on and off. A two-stage compressor, when it's, let's say, 95, will drop down to low stage, and it will mm-hmm. really operate at low stage close to 90% of the operating time of the AC, and then will only kick up to high when you need it. So the benefits are it saves money, they can last longer, and they're quieter, and your bills will be lower. One of the challenges I have in recommending that to you is that you don't have a huge differential now on your electric bill. 140 to 250 is not huge. So that's not going to be – you're not going to get an
but
ROI.
But that's at 84 degrees. Do you like like living at 84, Pam?
You know, I have to tell you, I because when I get home, no. But when I put it to 80 or 81, honestly, my house is fine.
Oh, okay.
All right. Which is really – I know – and I want to try the super cooling, but that's probably another question. But I don't know if my thermostats are right either. I've only been in the house a couple years, so –
Okay. Well, you'll have to get little sweaters for your cat to go super cool.
Kitty parkas.
Now, did you say you had a whole house energy audit conducted on this?
I did, yes,
okay.
Through APS.
Okay. All right. So you got that done. So you got the whole look, and you've got 4.5 tons. You have two units, right?
Yeah, 4.5 and a 4 and 2.5, sorry.
Okay, so you're 6.5 tons on 3,000 square feet. The other thing you're going to want to look at, Pam, is that we can probably downsize your equipment as well.
Okay.
The SEER ratings are higher than when that unit got installed 16 years ago. Get to rosieonthehouse.com. Find the consumer's guide on how to shop air conditioning. And we over air conditioned house 90% of the time. 90% of the time, builders are putting into it reduces the indoor air quality of your house because the unit turns on and off too much. People get mm-hmm. mad. They say, Rosie, when I do it your way, my unit turns on, it never turns off. And that's really what you want. You want a small unit running at idle as opposed to a Ferrari, you know, throttling down and then backing off and throttling down and backing off. So we can probably downsize your equipment. You'll be happier. You can try super cooling and live at a much more comfortable temperature than 84 degrees.
All right, awesome.
And
thank you. I appreciate it.
And spend the extra money for the two-stage, because, Andrew, that was as great a description of the single stage as possible. It only, we're designing it for 5% of the year.
That's right.
And then it's running the other 95% of the time.
It's kicking on and off.
Yeah. That was an excellent illustration. Let's see. We do have time. Let's go to Cindy in Phoenix, and she's also dealing with an air conditioning issue. Good morning, Cindy.
Hello. How are you?
Fine.
Question for you. I had an energy audit and also ductwork redone 2 or 3 years ago, and it just seems like ever since then my house seems dustier.
It should have gone the other way. Yeah, it should have gone the other way.
So what would need to be checked to see if something's amiss upstairs in the attic?
Well, it would probably be, Jeff, just a visual check, or would go back and do a duct pressure test?
Yeah, you need to depressurize the house and check the registers, all the supply air ducts, the return duct, more importantly, and find out in a Pascal reading what the significant amount of leakage is after that duct system's been installed. That's going to pinpoint more accurately if the duct system was installed correctly, if it was sealed properly. A lot of times your dust will come from those areas.
Have you noticed any more dust or dirt on your filters in the air conditioning system?
Yes. Well, it seems like it, but, you know, I don't save them from month to month.
Right. No, I get that.
But it seems like, yes, those are also more dirty.
And what kind of filter are you using?
I'm using the ones that are kind of thick. They're like white. They've got like little thin layers of white of silver metal or silver wire that goes through it.
And we call those paper pleated filters. Is that
okay?
Is it? It's not a flat filter. It's pleated.
I think it is pleated.
Okay. All right.
And it's not the blue that's real thin. I got the thicker ones, and I think it says you can keep them in there for 3 months, but I still change them every month because okay.
Good.
Bothers me, but.
One of the reasons that you can be, or you might be experiencing more dust, is when you're running air through the ducting system, if there are leaks, it can cause a negative pressure. So you could literally be sucking air in from the attic and introducing it into your breathable space. So it'll be air quality, but it's also efficiency. They say you can lose anywhere from 20 to 40% of your efficiency if your ductwork leaks. So definitely have someone out to do a blower door or a duct blaster test, and you can easily identify the issue.
There you go. Well, I hope that helps, Cindy. Now, she had a home energy audit done 2 years ago. Does she call that same company back out, or do we go with a different company?
I would recommend a Rosie certified company. Rosie.
Yeah, well, I would definitely recommend that for sure. Not all energy audit companies are the same. We'll talk about that when we get back, because, boy, I've seen some bad energy audits.